He stumbled in the bar, all bloody and battered, but the music was so loud I couldn't hear what his teeth chattered. Sat the man down near and lent him an ear. The story was so wild I had to put down my beer. He said there's no time cause they're coming to get me for all the things I know and the knowledge I carry with me. And with that, he drank the water in front of him, then mumbled he could clearly see the devil and some of them in and out of consciousness, going on about devils and how their actions are evil on multiple levels. Got the man a shot cause we was in the distillery. Under his black vest he was equipped with artillery. No, really, and mad ammunition, and filled with the regrets of irrational decisions. He said when they walk through that door, I'll outblast them. The former makes society outcast them. Fuckers, he was a really dark fellow. Either hoot and holler or cry moan or bellow. Lit the man a smoke, my hand was kinda shaky. That's what's up, homie, man, you gotta update me. How did you get into this dire predicament? He exhaled, cracked a smile, and said, I hate the government. I hate the government. I hate the government. I was feeling them, the man was filled with anger and the emotions that'll make a man kill with daggers. Sharp knives in your body make you slightly stagger. He said, I must stand up and fight for what really matters. The door opens up and he pulls out his pistols. Empty shells and seconds on the floor and fistfuls. And like that, it was over before it started. Two limb bodies on the floor and the way they were carted. He slammed his shot. And he said, I told ya, they wanna keep you down, but never let them hold ya. My hands are so dirty, how could they ever be clean, my friend? Maybe I disappear, never to be heard or seen again. And then he said, I gotta go, and rode off on a motorcycle in the December snow and ice. This is a story from Minnesota, revolutionary soldier, bang, bang, till it's over.